The wrestling, the boys' regional champions last weekend. We're talking to a couple of the state qualifiers as they sent nine to Salina. They'll be leaving tomorrow for there, and then it'll be Friday and Saturday, inside the Tony's Pizza Events Center here. But we'll talk with the sophomore Brady Welker at 195, made it to the finals, got second place there. And Brady, how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, congratulations. This is, you know, something that's it's challenging. It's your first year out on varsity there, and you're an underclassman wrestling in an upper weight there, and that can be daunting at times, but you're up to the challenge there. And what seemed to click for you there at Abilene on Saturday?
Just taking shots and being aggressive was the main thing I needed to do, and I felt like I got the job done and was able to do it.
And what helped you out, too, is getting that lead early on there in that semifinal match. You also had to knock off a kid that had beaten you a couple of weeks ago and had a lot of wrestling experience. And how big was that to kind of get over that hurdle?
It was huge because he's a really good kid from Colby, and he had a lot of experience on me, and I was close to beating him at GWAC and just came up short there, and then just come in, be aggressive with him, and I wasn't too aggressive with him during GWAC, and I felt like I was a lot more aggressive and was able to get the W.
The finals, you kind of ran up against a pretty good kid, ranked number one there at 195. He's been in that spotlight before there, but what do you take away from wrestling a kid like the Oviatt kid from Wamego?
I don't know about that. He's huge. He's like 6'2", 6'3", and just a lot more experience, and just him putting the legs in. I've never had a guy to put in the legs like he did on me, and Houston Frank does it in practice all the time to me. And he's smaller, though, but with that big of a guy on me putting the legs in, it was a good experience to get. Well, not a good experience, but not so fun experience, and just got to learn from it and be ready next time if I come up against him.
Well, you head to state year two, wrestling a three from another regional, and being a first-timer to state there, have you had a chance to maybe find out about some of the competition there?
No, I haven't. I don't want to see the competition until I get there. I just want to be focused on what I need to do and don't worry about the competition until I get on the mat and wrestle them.
What do you think has been your best trait all year?
Just taking shots. I mean, getting aggressive and just being aggressive really is all I needed to work on, and I felt like I did that a lot at regionals.
Now, does your mullet, like, give you extra power or something?
Some days it feels like it. Other times, not so much.
All right. Well, there you go. But congratulations. What a fun run for you here, Brady, and good luck to you coming up here at state.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, sophomore Brady Welker at 195 for the Beavers at state coming up here Friday and Saturday, and another first-year state qualifier and actually first year out for wrestling, J.P. Harris. Congratulations, third-place finish here at regionals over the weekend there. You're pretty close to making the finals there, but I think you'll take it in stride considering where you started beginning of the year to now.
Well, that last match was, it was kind of rough. I felt like I should have did better in it, but I feel like I've gone a long way since my start.
Mm-hmm. What, you know, you had a second seed in the quarterfinals, I believe. It was the same kid that you had to wrestle for third and fourth, and it felt like the advantage for you was getting the first takedown.
Yeah, I felt right from the start, I felt like I needed to shoot in that match. So when I was able to shoot right away and get a leg and get a takedown, I knew I was going to be in decent shape for the rest of the match.
Well, you're pretty undersized for 220 there, but do you feel like that's an advantage for you in a way?
I'd say it is if the guys weren't so heavy, but I am a lot faster than a lot of the guys, but some of these guys I wrestle are just huge.
Yes. Well, was that kind of probably the biggest eye-opening experience?
Oh, yeah, of course. Walking on the mat and seeing the guy I'm wrestling, thinking he's, oh, no, this kid's huge, and then being able to outpower him in ways and outspeed him.
Well, you know, what was that moment like for you when you realized I'm going to state?
Oh, it was crazy. It's in my head, I still can't believe it, coming out for the first year. I didn't think I was going to be very good, but now we're here.
All right, and now you've made it to state. What do you have your sights set on as you head to Salina this week?
I'd like to place and go out there and beat every kid I go against and see how we do.
But, you know, what the biggest thing was is you got third place. You don't have to wrestle a regional champion right off the bat, and that makes things pretty good for you, right?
Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, congratulations, third place and first-time state qualifier, JP. Good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior JP Harris, he'll be wrestling 220 pounds for the Beavers at state coming up on Friday and Saturday. We're here with assistant coach Brian Seisenhauer, and we get him on the show. And thanks again, coach. And congratulations, a regional championship. You get nine kids to state. Had opportunity for quite a few more there. Just some things didn't work out, but still – getting nine to states and the way you guys were able to do it on Saturday says a lot.
Yeah, it was great. Nine was a good number, and like you said, we missed several of them. You know, you would have liked to have seen a great guy like Alonzo make it in there since he's a senior, and Squish, you know, things like that. But, you know, it just doesn't work out that way all the time, and like you dreamed it too.
Yep.
But, no, it was still good, and they got done what they needed to do and set themselves up for another week of going at it. So,
and, you know, you had some big – of course, you knew coming in you had a couple – or you had three kids that were definitely your headliners that made it to their finals matches. You had one win there, Zach Rohrbaugh, but also to get four others in the finals, you're two there with Colin and Kale there. I know they had some tough matches in the finals there that – you know, I think they would like to kind of prove that they can get those kids again. But you also had Houston Frank, who was probably the biggest surprise maybe of the tournament there, knocking off a number three kid, a three seed and a two seed to get to the finals. And he wrestled the top seed pretty tough.
Oh, yeah, I know. He looked like he should have been there. And it was great. No, talk about destroying a bracket up. That's how you do it. State didn't expect much from you, evidently. He proved them completely wrong on that deal. So I think he's looking forward to doing it again this weekend, maybe. So,
yeah, and, you know, and then Brady kind of doing the same thing as well, 195. And then you had some kids that really did a lot of work on the backside to get there. Lance Miller, one of those, he lost, I think it was his quarterfinal match, but he just against probably the top wrestler overall in at that weight class in the state. And he comes back and he knocks off a state-ranked kid to get to the state tournament and then gets third.
Yeah, no, he looked good. He did what he needed to do, a couple close ones. We got a few things to chisel off, I hope, this week. But he looked like he was pretty excited for what he did. And, you know, plenty of power. Hope our gas tank's there and things like that. But he went all the periods, so didn't look too bad.
And it was also big for you guys on the backside as well. You know, you mentioned the six-pounder, Ricker there, 113, Evan Fry, finally getting to state there. And you can go on, list on the ones that were in those third-place matches. They won those third-place matches. That's big because you don't have to face a regional champion right off the bat.
Yeah, it's huge to do that. I mean, you know, you look at our girls, what they're doing right now, it kind of looked like Ashlyn may have missed a little bit of an opportunity there early on. The easy side is out the front. Win two, you place. And, you know, I hope these guys have that figured out. And, you know, it doesn't matter what their record is. If these guys surely understand that by now, because we've sure been doing it all season long, beating ones that were supposedly not supposed to be beat. But we've been doing it. So,
well, you take a look ahead here, guys. It's some tough draws. But, you know, I think your kids are prepared for moments like this coming up here on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, a couple tough draws. Seeing Rohrbaugh was going to have to catch the number one, but you're going to have to beat him at some point if you want to be on top of the podium. There's nothing wrong with doing that in the semifinals, so I would like to see him be able to do that. You know, I think everybody else is sitting just fine too. I mean, it's like I said, I don't know what we got sometime. Yeah. We can beat the best. So.
Yeah. Well, no, I know you'll probably be headed out tomorrow morning kind of early, somewhat early there, and hopefully catch some of the girls wrestling and talk a little bit about them today. You mentioned Ashlyn dropped her first match there, kind of went back and forth there, lost that first one, but then really came out, took care of business, picked up a fall quick there to advance to the second day.
I hope she keeps doing that. So for about, what, four more. So if she does that, she'll be in good shape.
Yes,
so,
yeah. Get at least two to get on the podium,
right?
Yeah.
No, three. No, maybe it is two. That's right.
Well, yeah, but still, it's still pretty good experience for her being first year out for
it's
wrestling.
Great. And she's done well.
And speaking of a first year wrestler, make the finals. That's pretty phenomenal. And Michaela Miller.
That's awesome. Setting a tone for the girls wrestling in Scott City. That's one way to start it off. You know, I'd imagine there's been a lot of programs already that hadn't even had a qualifier, let alone one that's in the finals. So,
and that was a different, that was a challenging match for her in that semifinal, just kind of watching that, because the girl was taller than her, and I know, and she was a freshman from McPherson, but she did not wrestle like a freshman. I thought Michaela was, she gave up the early two there, but, you know, she worked her way into the tie, had a couple of takedowns, and ended up winning it like that in overtime, and that's huge. You see different styles of wrestling and whatnot at state.
Well, you kind of have to figure out. I seen early on she took that gal down about the same way she did in overtime, and that's what you want to do, is be consistent. And what got you to that point is usually what can win it for you when you get deep into the periods like that. And, yeah, that was about everything you would expect from a semifinals match at the state tournament, for sure. It was pretty good. I was pretty proud of her. So,
absolutely. And what a year it's been for you guys here. And I know you're trying to finish things off on a high note, but how far this team – you've had a lot of newcomers on this team this year, and they've – you know, we talk about Waylon Ricker a lot there, sacrificed himself, cutting down from 113 to 106. But Houston Frank is another one of those. He was at 160 and got down to 152, and that helped out because that it got eventually here lands up to 160 to qualify for state.
Yeah, no, that's what kind of set the tone for the team, is those two guys actually decided. I didn't know whether they were early or not, and it's nothing that we – tell them to do by any means. It's got to be something they want to do if they see how it'll benefit the team and things like that. Ricker, you know, I absolutely didn't think he would, and sure enough, if somebody talked him into it, I'm not quite sure how that all happened. Not really that worried about it. He seems happy where he's at, so I'm proud of him and both of those guys.
Yes.
And Houston too, he cut down and made room for some other guys. So,
all right, should be fun here Friday and Saturday for the boys, and then it's the girls trying to wrap things up there tomorrow. Should be a fun one there. Coach Bryce Eisenhower joining us here, and thanks again, Coach, and we'll see you in Salina.
Thanks, Adam.